Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, none of them. Hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
And now, a Rise Guys re-premiere.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Many of them have been screenshot and sent in by you. Damn it, I hit my microphone. Have been sent in by you, the P1s, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Let me get this right. I need some WD. I need some Winn-Dixie 40.
You do.
Big 60.
Yes. We are live. That's what I was doing with my phone.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Twitter, at the Rise Guys, and then Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
You can find us just like that.
We look nice.
We do.
I'm looking at ourselves on a phone, but it's from the past.
There's two different Jeff Millwoods watching this right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're only saying hey to the cool one. And you know who you are.
Yeah.
Appreciate or do that. You? There's Chestnut roasting on your open fire.
Yeah. Parrish. Parrish. Parrish is a fun name. It's like Robert Parrish's last name is his first name.
It doesn't mean dead guy.
No.
It means town in Louisiana.
It does.
All right, we've went over that. P1 slash fan, Jimmy Harper.
Hey.
Legends, Jimmy Harper.
Jimmy Hoff.
He spelled hi wrong.
No, he didn't.
Well, I figured he was talking about you.
Yeah, he did to that one.
Okay.
I thought he spelled it the right way. He didn't. He wrong.
Let's see. You know what? We didn't think about a question.
Oh, yeah, we didn't, did we?
Mm-mm.
We can keep going on bad habits. Ask people what bad habit they do.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got bad habits.
Who's going to be bold enough to legit? I'll comment. Be bold enough and type in the little comments there. Your worst habit.
Yeah. About your nails.
Oh, God. About your nails?
Don't pay child support.
Don't wash your hands after doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
To put it in the thing, and
people at Goober does listen.
What? Oh my God! Really?
Yeah.
What a name!
Yeah, share with us your bad habits.
Share with us your bad habits. It could make you live longer.
It could be good for you.
Okay, here we go. Let me get this gimmick up right here. I can't wait to go freaking read these after. Okay, scene one. Playing the role of Priscilla will be 9. Playing the role of old Gavin will be Fatboy. Playing the role of young Gavin will be freaking me. And playing the role of Miss Parker will be Paige. And
action.
Hey, I gotta flip over to the thing.
Miss Parker.
Priscilla posts a pic of herself lounging on the deck of a cruise ship in a bikini top with her big blankies prominently displayed. Well, best $10,000 I ever spent based on all the attention my new blankies are getting out here on the high seas.
$10,000? Oh, my heavens. The prices have gone up since the last time I bought a pair. Great work, though. May have to inspect those a bit more closely.
Dad, stop posting about Mom's boobs. I'm on your friends list now.
I wasn't talking about your mother. I bought at least 2 or 3 pairs of fake blankies since then, son.
Dad, you're so gross. Like, for real, it's nasty, TBH.
Posts another pic of herself smiling in a bikini top.
Excuse me, this is supposed to be about my blankies, not somebody's ex-wife's saggy old blanks.
I'm sorry, but I'm not very interested in your blankies, Mrs. Connolly.
Now look, this was my married name. I'm Ms. Green again now.
What does Ms. mean?
It means any woman called Ms. is too much woman for you, son, so get out of daddy's way.
Well, that's more like it. Yes, this post is supposed to be about me.
Now, I know stuff like this goes on in the world, but I don't need people to talk about it in the open for everybody to see. I declare.
Seems as if we may have offended the older church crowd and the younger generation as well. The one thing they have in common is being offended by everything I enjoy.
Well, they make it a point to make sure everybody knows they don't like anything.
Just for the record, I'm not really offended because I support body image positivity and bodily autonomy. I think they spelled it wrong. For women, but yeah, I'm kind of grossed out thinking about my dad going around buying boobs for people. I'm not going to lie.
Some people build parks. I have given to the world by purchasing several sets of big fake blankies.
And just to be clear, old Gavin did not buy mine. I made sure my ex-husband knew that's what I spent the divorce settlement on.
But did they really cost $10,000 then?
Yeah, close enough.
Yes, you certainly get what you pay for.
I'm going to remember this if you ever try to say you can't afford to send me to college, dude.
And scene.
Ah, God.
I want to see him now, the picture.
Jeez Louise, man. I apologize. I screwed that, like, hard.
Doing autonomy in accent wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't. You could tell. Yeah. Like, I couldn't get it. Like, how
does my tongue do this?
And it was like I went from, like, some kind of Irish brogue to some kind of British brogue to, like, hipster dude.
Yeah. Middle Eastern.
That was hard. Dad, stop posting about Mom's boobs.
Bought a set of blankies.
I'm on your friends list now.
Who wants a burger?
Who wants a burger?
Who wants a bacon burger? Oh, it's the best video on the internet, man.
Oh,
this
Lord.
This is where the girl says the sexiest accent, the British accent, then it cuts to some fat British dad. Who wants a bacon burger?
Jimmy Harper said Fat Boy sounds like Shrek's cousin.
It was going in and out. I knew it would.
I think we know her.
Dang it.
Lord have mercy. Okay, we're live. You can see the live video stream. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. And then Twitter at The Rise Guys. This is going to be...
This is fun, man. This is a ball.
This is going to be a toughie here. Here we go.
My face hurts. I'm laughing.
Scene 1. Playing the role of Slow Ann will be freaking me. Playing the role of Shooky Doots will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Bernie Lomax will be 9. Playing the role of Xanax Lomax will be freaking me. And playing the role of Stinky Lomax will be Paige. And action. Call me a pansy, but my feelings are hurt.
Pussy.
I said pansy.
My bad, Slow Ann.
It's fine.
Well, baby girl, you ain't fine. Your feelings are hurt. Tell old Sugar Dudes all about it.
Can we take it to privates?
Like a kick? What do you want me to take to the privates?
Oh,
Shooky dudes. Surreal. Be surreal.
The word is serious.
Thanks, Daddy.
Welcome, welcome. I see, as usual, you take your passive-aggressive feelings to Facebook.
It's not about that, Dad.
Well, my ears were burning. Isn't that what happens when somebody's talking about you?
I think when people talk about you on Facebook, it means you pee burn.
Shooky dudes. I told you to take this to private.
Well, Slow Ann, you did bring it up on your feed.
Yeah, you did, Slow Ann. If this is not about the room, then tell us what your feelings are hurt about.
All right, Xanax. Well, we're in the same house. We were just talking about this in real life. Well, where'd you go?
I'm using the bathroom.
Oh, God, which one?
Number two?
Not that. Which bathroom are you using?
Oh, LOL. The one in the hallway. LOL.
If I may.
Tags Bernie Lomax. Tags Xanax Lomax.
I don't know how you, I don't know you folks, but your daughter, my friend, is hurting, and Mr. Lomax, you grab at your old lady about talking on here in the same house, but then you asking her questions, you could scream to her offline, no?
First off, I ain't old, okay? And B, all right, you know, number two, I'm also hurting right now, okay? And, number two, who are you? You know, like, we are her parents. Who are you, Shooky Dudes?
Well, I'm Shooky, and I'm a brand ambassador.
To what country? Conservative, or are you a lib blank?
IDK, what that means, Daddy Lou. I'm going to bounce and message your daughter and see if she's all right, because she responded in a minute.
I'm here. I'm fine, Shooky. I message you. I'm just going to delete this post. Frowny face emoji, frown with tear emoji, broken heart emoji.
Oh, don't delete it, Slow Ann. You can have my room.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right. My brain farted. But your name really Stinky Lomax? And if that's a nickname, why do you use it?
It's a family name from the 1800s. Regardless, Stinky Lomax, you, sir, need to go to your room. You're not giving your room to your sister. And get off the phone. It's past 8 p.m.
Fine. Mom, spray something. Dry heat.
Shut up, Stinky. You got room to talk. Like your dad said, you can't give your room to your sister. Besides, Slow Ann, you married. Happily, I thought. So why you so concerned about your old childhood bedroom for?
Sorry, y'all. I just got to be nosy. Hey, Zanny, did you and Bernie rent out my girl's room on Airbnb or something?
Actually, no, Shooky. I'd never do such a thing. We've converted Slow Ann's old room into a space for collectibles.
Oh, okay. You got you a man cave.
No.
It's for me. It's a diva den. Oh, God, that's my life.
Mom, flush or spray something.
End scene.
Taking number two.
Flush or spray something. Steve.
Paige, what happened?
I rolled down too far. I had to get back up. I'm sorry.
That was funny.
You digital generation.
Down.
They're in the same house, mm-hmm, having an argument within her thing.
Yeah, she's hawking.
And who would know that the peacemaker would be Shooky Dudes?
Shooky Dudes brings people together.
The legend himself.
Brand ambassador.
Shooky Dudes.
She has a diva den, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty catchy.
A diva den?
Yep.
All right, it's called the kitchen. Joke. Total joke.
This is my bitch basement. That's a new one.
You know what? What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Many of them screenshot and sent in by you. Ricky Harden sent in one of them. The P1s.
Burning rubbers.
Sent in anonymously, of course, unless you're Ricky Harden. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paging with you, and this could be a dream home for someone. Someone turned a high school gym into a house, and now it's up for sale.
That's what they did in Home Alone.
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
The movies that made us.
Built it in a gym.
Inside of a gymnasium. And then they used all the classrooms as production offices and dressing rooms and stuff. That's really cool.
And the cool thing about this place, if you stand in the kitchen, you stand at the foul line.
Oh, the foul line's in the bathroom.
Should have been.
Take a couple foul throws.
So a couple near Indianapolis are selling their home that was built in 1950, but they renovated it a little bit over the past two decades. So if you look at the house, it's really kind of cool. They kept some of the wooden floor of, like I said, of the gymnasium and the foul line and everything, but then the other part has carpeting on it. So it was bought in 2002, and they kept the basketball court instead of putting the carpet all over the entire floor. So they incorporated it into this really big living space.
That's wacky.
It kind
of
is.
I mean, it is. But I like the way people do that. Some of it's kind of crazy. I mean, I still wouldn't pay all this money to live inside of a former textile mill like many do. Like, oh, look, little Johnny, you know in your bedroom in 1928, a woman's arm got sucked into a Heddle machine?
Yeah, so it's got a full living space, but it also still has some unfinished like gym part to it as well.
Yeah, so they got the bleachers in some parts. And there are four bedrooms in the house.
The rooms are huge.
Including the primary bedroom that overlooks the original gym.
Man, I've seen them do it to a bus, but massive, not a gym.
Rick Rubin's bus is freaking cool as hell.
Yeah.
His whole property's wild.
It's basically not a bus at that point. Like, it's a awesome-ass trailer with the frame of a bus around it.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have a cool house that kind of looks like a house. I don't want to go crazy with it.
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to go on vacation or something, I'd stay in one of them clear houses like up here in Nashville.
I've seen some little old country churches got turned into real nice private homes.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few of those around. Yeah. You know, everywhere you go, I guess. But I've seen a few real nice ones that were just awesome. It'd be awesome places to live.
There's an awesome bar in Charleston, South Carolina that used to be a church.
Yeah, the Tabernacle in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Tabernacle in Atlanta, yeah.
But what would you do with the bleachers and part of the court, though?
Play ball.
Make the creatures push them back.
I mean, they still have they don't have the basket on there, but they still have,
you can get that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it would be kind of cool if you had the bleachers and turn it into, like, a party room, viewing room with all the bleachers. You can have your friends over and watch movies.
The acoustics would be bad.
Man, it's going to be a ridiculous.
It'd be cold.
A ridiculous amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watch that show, Tiny House Nation, and those houses ain't cheap.
That's I know.
$300,000.
It's ridiculous, those shows.
It's 5,400 square feet, and it's $299,000 Wilkinson, Indiana.
If you're going to pay $250 for a tiny house that they consider, like, you know, less than 1,000 square feet for the whole house, why don't you just buy a bigger one?
Well, they paid $85,000 for it. And someone who's been inside it says it still smells like a gym. Would you keep the locker room and everything in there? That would be awful.
Oh, boy.
Like, I'm going to the bathroom, honey.
The minute you say that, I see them, like, orange brick floors that they would have.
Yep.
And that smell instantly comes to mind.
I wouldn't want to live there.
I wish they'd live in old Greenville Memorial Auditorium from back in the day.
Oh, it'd be fun to ride like a big wheel around the
perimeter. That's the only place I want to live.
It'd be awesome. But, like, it's weird because they buy that and then want to get rid of the gym. And then you've got, like, Drake bought a regular house but then built a gymnasium that rivals, like, a college. Or, not an NBA, but, like, a college basketball court.
Yeah, got a full court. They got a Grammy room, too.
Inside. That's a smart move. All these other people, the rich and famous, always built the outdoor courts. That's stupid.
Do it indoors.
Indoors. Play all the time.
Roy Jones Jr. had a nice one in his Charlotte house.
Really?
Yeah, a big full court. Well, you a boxer, dummy.
Hey, man.
It's the wrong sport.
I don't have a microphone in my house. Well, yes, I do, actually.
You do. I know for a fact you do.
Just in case there's another pandemic. And we're ready this time.
Well,
ready for you, muggy box.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a nervous dog when you're driving in the car?
This one time my dogs ain't nervous. They're happy in the car.
My dogs, too. They just get excited. Like, if you say, go anywhere, they're like, yeah, where's the leash? Let's go. So some people say that they have a stressed out dog. 2 in 3 dog owners say that their dog gets stressed out when riding in the car. So to relieve that problem, we have a list of songs to keep your dog calm in the car.
Is this like puns, like their dog names, like Three Dog Night or Snoop Dogg? Or
my dog's that?
Who let him out? The dog's that is?
The Bahaman.
No, this is just to keep your dog from wanting to sit in your lap and calming your dog down while you're driving in the car. Because, you know, think about why your dog would be nervous, maybe because it's been to the vet or something, or the dog was in the Humane Society. So some dogs just do not want to go to a ride. Mm-hmm. Anywhere. So here's the list. Let's start with The Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd. That's very soothing, I have to say.
Uh-huh.
It's trippy.
Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is. Very calming. It gets better. Everything I do it for you.
Dogs are going to get mad about this. Dogs are like Brian Adams.
We're trying to depress them, it sounds like.
For Brian Adams. And Bob Marley, this song. Is a great song. Every dog would love this.
What is it?
No Woman, No Cry.
Oh.
So if you really, really want to relax your dog.
Why are you talking so seductively about dogs?
Just to relax the dogs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found out why dog TV is especially for dogs.
Why?
Because the programming doesn't mess with their vision.
Yeah, the colors are there for them. It's been like it's in dog color, dog sounds.
It's like, I couldn't believe it.
It's stuff they really like.
Do you allow your dog to actually use the television, Fable?
That channel itself is like an extra $10 a month.
It is.
I don't believe it.
Dog TV.
Lord. My dogs just watch whatever I watch, man.
Right?
They could be cross-eyed watching wrestling.
Well, if you want to relax your dog and wherever you're going, make it the best ride ever, play the Bee Gees. How Deep Is Your Love? Dogs.
That
love
is
them.
That
song relaxes me.
Yeah, that's a good song. I'm going to be asleep on the dog driving down the road.
Oh, this would be a good redneck karaoke song at 2 in the morning.
I'm up there on stage harmonizing.
How deep is your love?
You got to have your buddy doing the background. How deep is your love? I really need to know.
Oh, man, it's
good. Oh, it is such a good song.
By the way, in an effort to save the relationship I have with my daughter, Tiny House Nation is awesome. It's not an awful show.
I just can't believe the prizes of the houses.
Dad, that's my favorite show.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. Maybe she'll want to keep a tiny house forever. That'd be cool.
I want one at the beach.
Oh, to go with your lake house in the mountains?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, talking to you seductive dogs out there, we're going to say, hey, famous people, born on August 5th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it!
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After this, good morning.
Nice Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann. Nine. Paige. And Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on August 5th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Yeah, it is. Got some fun ones, man. This first dude is a dude I think is a lot of fun. He makes movies I like and TV shows I like. Stuff like, Slither, Guardians of the Galaxy, Suicide Squad. Peacemaker. What about James Gunn?
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for the new season.
Oh, man. Don't want to do the dance right now.
Don't you wish in some kind of parallel world that Peacemaker would end up down in Charleston on Righteous Gemstones?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Those two worlds together? Oh, yeah, man. James Gunn, not from the fashion show where
that's
they model.
Tim.
Okay. Make it work.
Aquaman
hooked up with a fish.
This is the best part. Crank it up. No, 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 no. For time's sake, I'm going to say 53.
46?
51.
He's 56 today.
Oh, dang. Boy.
This next guy's a superstar from two of my favorite movies, that being Weekend at Bernie's and Weekend at Bernie's 2. It's the birthday of one Jonathan Silverman.
I was going to guess McCarthy. Jonathan Silverman.
That's my jam right there.
You know Guns with the blonde chick from the show? They're I think they're married or something.
Oh, yeah. From what show? Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Daddy Ass. Billy Gunn.
Daddy Ass.
Scissor me, Daddy Ass.
Austin's daddy.
Yeah, she's Jennifer Holland is her name.
We got to kill him tonight.
Yeah, he used to be married to Jenna Fisher back in the day.
Hey, man.
You know what's crazy is yesterday when we did Facebook fussing, I switched one of the names to Bernie Lomax.
Yeah.
And that's Bernie Weekend, that guy.
Yeah. Or was it Stinky Lomax?
Bernie Weekend's name is Bernie Lomax.
It's funny you ask, Fat Boy. Why don't you Google who is Stinky Lomax? You'll find out how big of a mark I am. But anyway, Jonathan Silverman is, I know this, I'm a huge fan. He's 59 today.
I think he's 58.
57.
He's 56 as well.
Dang. Oh, boy.
He was a good old swimmer.
I'm upside down right now, so I read it there.
How about the man who made the cold envelope famous? Now he has his own brand of shoes. And as far as I know, he still coaches the Georgetown Hoyas, but I don't know if he does or not.
I think he still does. But
Patrick Ewing.
I would be scared to death to approach that man.
Or as he's known down here, Patrick Ewing.
Ewing.
He's got like resting Pat face.
He does.
I think they struggle.
What, the Hoyas?
Yeah, with him.
Oh, with him. Well, John Thompson's dead.
He was coaching the Hornets for a little bit.
Well,
assistant.
A rookie in 80. He was in the same class as Jordan, right? 85? Oh, let's just get over it. 85.
28, 38, 48. 63. 62.
64. He's 60 today. Wasn't he the one that said we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money?
Yeah. And then, yeah, because Costa says, or no, Ahmad Rashad says, well, you got to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's an original.
I always like, you got to make money to spend money. That's also true.
Yeah.
How about Pat Smear celebrating a birthday today? Formerly of Foo Fighters, Nirvana, Germs.
Does he go down? It's almost like when you talk about, was so-and-so really a member of the Four Horsemen? Like, was Brian Pillman really a horseman? Was Pat Smear really a member of Nirvana?
No.
I don't think so either. He was always there for him. But he also quit on the Foo Fighters.
He never joined up with Nirvana officially until shortly before Kurt died.
He did the Unplugged. I remember that.
And he played on the Color and the Shape of Foo Fighters. And then he was gone for a little bit. But he's been with them more than he wasn't.
Didn't he quit on SNL? Like, he was about to?
No, MTV Awards. They were playing on the roof or something. And he just, at the end of the song, dropped his guitar and said, I quit.
Dang, well, at least he played. Didn't Chevelle quit before the show? They were breaking up before the show.
I was winning Greenville.
He's appeared on 8 Foo Fighters records.
His grandpa, you remember the great Pappy Smear. He's rest in peace. God.
Pappy Holes, brother.
I will say Pat Smear is 61.
I'm going to say 59.
63.
He is 63 today. How about Maureen McCormick? That's Marsha Brady.
He don't look that old, man.
He is, though.
Rammy's buddy.
63.
70.
67.
She's 66 today.
Ugh.
You are.
How about the rock and roll legend, Rick Derringer?
Oh, man. Brother, brother, brother.
Also, he performed rock and roll Hoochie Coo.
Also had something to do with firearms.
Mm-hmm. Little tiny ones.
It's for you, Terry.
Hootie.
I will say,
this will be the national anthem.
Man, I don't know. I don't know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever saw what he looks like. Just for fun, I'll say 76 for America.
75.
73.
He is, in fact, 75.
Ah.
And finally, the former Mrs. Burt Reynolds.
Damn it, I need this, Lonnie Anderson.
It's Lonnie Anderson's birthday. Jennifer Marlowe from WKRP in Cincinnati.
It ain't Andy's birthday?
No.
You know what was weird, and this is going to sound weird because of the age I was when that was on, but I was fascinated by her pantyhose, and it, like, in a sexual way.
Did you love her in Stroke of Race?
I don't know that I saw it then. I've seen it since, but I just remember thinking, like, that's when I realized pantyhose were sexy.
Yeah.
Because of her.
Suntan
pantyhose. Come in the eggs.
Gotta love that.
You used to have an entire aisle at the grocery store for them eggs and pantyhose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They were called so legs.
Yeah, legs with two G's.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got not even close on any, so I will go. Well, I'll hear what y'all say, and then I'll decide.
First, I'm going to say rest in peace, Johnny Fever. Then I'm going to say 80.
77.
81. That's from Pottersville.
In fact, 77 today.
God!
Hit you with some releases real quick, too. Music,
watch
Eminem,
out,
Soulfly, and Amon Amarth have new albums out, Metalheads. Bullet Train is in theaters today with Brad Pitt and various other people.
I know. One of my famous friends saw it 2 days early and said it's magnificent.
Ooh. Yeah, and you got some good stuff on TV. Hulu has the Predator prequel, Prey, where Amber Midthunder is a female Comanche warrior stalking and confronting an alien predator back in the 1700s.
I didn't like aliens and cowboys, but I would like to see something along that lines.
Yeah, be like The Village without that ending. How about
that was a great ending, dude.
On Netflix, the series premiered The Sandman, not the one about wrestling, the one about DC Comics character Morpheus. Oh. And then Disney Plus has Lego Star Wars Summer Vacation today.
What?
And Friday on Peacock, that's today, they have a new movie called They/Them. It's a horror slasher about a group of LGBTQ plus campers stalked by a serial killer at a conversion camp run by Kevin Bacon. I'll watch that.
That's a hate
Sounds
crime.
Interesting.
Jackie Roar. I'm going to go and watch Lightyear.
Boy, that's really specialized, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a camp for...
It's a conversion camp.
To convert them to straight?
Yeah, like those churches we're doing.
Oh, that's horrible.
Or still do, probably.
Yeah.
Mike Pence churches.
Yeah.
Legend.
Well, the Bible camps I went to was trying to convert me from being horny.
Yeah.
That won't work.
They used to have camps to try to convert fat kids into being skinny kids.
That's true.
Doesn't work either. It's mean.
Bank robber come in wearing pantyhose. It's like, God, he's so sexy.
Stick him out.
Thank you to everybody. Called Facebook, text, Snapchat, tweet, the whole nine yards. We appreciate you. Join us on Monday. We are going to have a situation where I'm just going to go it. We've already, or we're going to do a promo that's going to say this all week long. So it's okay that I see it or say it now. What if you did a DNA test? 23andMe, one of them, and you find out that your girlfriend is your fifth cousin. What do you do? Do you say anything?
Oh, God.
You don't.
Legally, do you have to say anything?
You don't do her, that's for sure.
I mean, I can answer the legal question right now.
Huh?
I can answer the legal question right now if you want me to. Or I can wait till Monday.
I think you have to tell her. Well, Well,
I mean, fifth cousin's not against law anywhere.
Okay.
I heard first wasn't either.
That's in Britain.
Not in this state, it ain't.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to Tennessee or New Orleans or somewhere.
Don't say which state.
Yeah.
Because that'll be part of the intrigue. It's not the one you think. How about that?
Okay.
For fun, which one do you think? Which state?
Puerto Rico.
So
you don't
silly.
Think it's a state, you wait.
You'd be glad that glass ain't there. You would have eat this pen just then.
Would have eat it for dinner.
That's
breakfast,
right.
Lunch, and brunch, too.
All kinds of stuff. So, Monday. Get today's podcast. You can get it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can get it on Spotify. Most places that podcasts are available. Or you can just text podcast to 72341.
That's the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard messaging and data rates apply.
You call me when you get home. You sound like you're about to fall asleep.
I'm fine. I'm what, who?
Yeah, he is Wahoo. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mr. McDaniels himself. Thank you so much for listening. Be freaking careful this weekend. Be blessed. Stay hydrated and wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
This is WWE superstar Charlotte Flair, and I love waking up with the Rise Guys.
Golly! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.